Brian Williams is back on the air today after being suspended from his anchor and managing editor duties at NBC Nightly News for fabricating parts of his reporting. You probably remember his on-air apology.
I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft. This was a bungled attempt by me to thank one special veteran and, by extension, our brave military men and women, veterans everywhere, those who have served while I did not.
That was in February. Today, he's over at NBC's sister station, MSNBC, leading breaking news coverage of the Pope's visit to the U.S. Yes, it has already been noted that the Pope coverage is Williams' resurrection. But why is he back in the saddle when another anchor might not have been? He might have been given the boot. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is here. Hi, David.
Hey, Robin.
And as you know, Andrew Lack, the chair of NBC News and MSNBC, said Williams wanted to do breaking news and MSNBC wanted to cover breaking news, so it was a perfect fit. And that the news is the star, not the anchor. But what do you think the perception is going to be? I mean, that people will tune in to see the star.
It's certainly the hope. I mean, if you think of that phrase, the news is the star, that was really the mantra of the creation of CNN, Ted Turner. He was doing it on the cheap for logistical reasons, for financial reasons, but also branding. He said, you know, this isn't about having a Dan Rather or a Peter Jennings. This is about having people who can competently present the news. And let's be clear, Brian Williams can assuredly do that. He's a smooth studio presence. But they're hoping very much that however tarnished the star is of Brian Williams, that he will be the most famous person that viewers have seen in a while on MSNBC, whose fortunes have really flagged. They've really had trouble sustaining an audience when there aren't major events going on. Brian Williams is going to be, as you said, the breaking news anchor rather than a nightly presence at a fixed time. And he'll be a daytime figure. But they're reintroducing him because they hope that he can provide them with a little jolt for viewers who can say, I know this guy. And yeah, he took a hit, but maybe that's the kind of hit I can get past.
Well, and obviously his bosses have also forgiven him. And you mentioned Dan Rather. Now, we shouldn't draw too many parallels in these high-profile cases. Each is unique. But what does come to mind is Dan Rather's departure from CBS. Here he is in September 2004.
Now, news about CBS News and the questions surrounding documents we aired on this broadcast on September 8th. The documents purported to show that George W. Bush received preferential treatment during his years in the Texas Air National Guard. At the time, CBS News and this reporter fully believed the documents were genuine. Tonight, after further investigation, we can no longer vouch for their authenticity.
Now, Dan Rather was let go. He tried to sue CBS, saying he was a scapegoat. A film starring Robert Redford as Rather is coming in October. It's very sympathetic to him. Your thoughts? Rather said he made a mistake. Brian Williams outright misstated.
And if you talk in Rather, as I have in more recent years, he basically thinks he got the story right, even if maybe a document here or there in the preparation of that big story about President Bush's military service record may not have been as cleanly obtained or as clear-cut as they first believed it to be. I think the cases are different. At the same time, Brian Williams, you know, the thing that he got nailed for ultimately, even though he had said a lot of things that proved to be untrue off the air, the thing that nailed him ultimately was something he did on the NBC Nightly News. There are plenty of people in journalism, in broadcast journalism, who can present the news without inflating their own roles in events that are occurring around them, their own war coverage, for example. And yet Brian Williams is being given the chance to come back and redeem himself, just as you say, because of his fame, because of his prominence, and because he is a steady and smooth studio presence. He's somebody who's actually very good when the Klieg lights turn on. Dan Rather, you know, that would seem to be a kind of a capital offense, and they delayed it so that he wasn't instantaneously fired. But, you know, Williams was on the cusp for very human failings, but in a very serious and journalistic role.
Yeah, well, some workers listening to this might be thinking, you know, I think it just boils down to who has a better relationship with the boss. You know, who does somebody like? And do you think that that has any impact on this? You know, Brian Williams, very close friends with Andrew Lack. You know, that sometimes it's in any firing, it's just a matter of somebody willing to give someone a second chance, someone not.
Well, and let's be clear, Andy Lack was not the chairman at the time this happened. He wasn't part of NBC. The brass at Comcast, the corporate parent, brought Lack back. He had been NBC News president some years ago in the 90s to try to have a stabler hand on the till as they tried to chart a new course. Similarly, you know, I think that Lack sees himself solving two problems at once. What do you do with one of your most famous figures at NBC News, even if he's been damaged from this terrible self-inflicted wound? And what do you do with MSNBC as it's struggling? He says this is a two-for-one. We bring Brian back in a low-stakes way. We don't promote it. They've done, to my knowledge, no advertising to promote the fact that this will be his first day back. They'll do it subtly. They say this is the long game, and perhaps they can restore some luster and a little bit of pizzazz over at MSNBC, where they've brought Chuck Todd back to be a daily anchor. Kate Snow, who's going to be a weekend Sunday anchor for the nightly news at NBC, she's going to have a daily block as well. They're trying to really brand this as NBC News' cable channel rather than MSNBC, a purely liberal left-of-center play. And he thinks he's solving two problems, and the question is, this is a corporate decision, not a journalistic one.
I'm going to use the most hackneyed of phrases, David Folkenflik. Time will tell. David's NPR media correspondent. Thank you so much.
You bet, Rob.